You are listening to 2 Minutes of Torah with Rabbi Danny, a JCast Network podcast. For more information about Rabbi Danny, please visit rabbidanny.com. For more information about other JCast Network podcasts and blogs, please visit jcastnetwork.org.
Shalom and welcome to 2 Minutes of Torah. Parashat Devarim, Moses' memory. A few weeks ago, I was having a conversation with a friend where we were reminiscing about some events from our past. While we remembered, broadly speaking, the event in the same way, there were certain elements and details which we both remembered differently. Possibly because of perspective, possibly because I don't have the best memory, or for some other reason, our memory of the event, while similar, was in some ways different, and this led to a different emphasis in our retelling. In this week's Torah portion, we begin the book of Devarim, and with it we begin the process of Moses sharing his memories with the Israelites as he prepares them to go into the promised land without him. At the beginning of this Torah portion, Moses shares two facts with the Israelites which can be troubling to those of us who've been paying attention to the Torah up to this point. In the first instance, Moses says to them that because he felt that he couldn't bear the burden of the people on his own, that was the reason that he set up magistrates and judges over thousands, over hundreds, over fifties, and over tens. And then in the second instance, as Moses remembers the incident of the spies who went out to scout the land of Israel, he says to the children of Israel that it is because of you at this time that God decreed that I, Moses, should not enter into the promised land. For those of us who've been following along, we know that in the first instance with the magistrates, it was actually Yitro, Moses' father-in-law, who came to him and told him that the thing he was doing was not good. And in the second instance, it was after Moses struck the rock at Meribah that God decreed that Moses and Aaron should not enter into the promised land. In approaching these discrepancies, we have three choices. On the first instance, perhaps Moses forgot. He'd forgot the details of the event, and so on the spot when telling the Israelites about what had happened, he changed the facts slightly, unintentionally. As a second option, maybe Moses simply remembered it differently from the way that we have it written down in the text. He remembered the events as he told the people in Devarim. Or the third option is that Moses was trying to teach the people a lesson, so changed history to serve the purpose of the lesson he was trying to teach. In this way, in the first instance, he was telling the people that they themselves need to know their own limits because there might not be a Yitro there to tell them when they are taking on too much. And in the second instance, perhaps it was his way of reminding the people that they were all in this together, and that their actions would impact the leader and the people equally. And so he wanted to place himself amongst the people in the verdict God issued upon them after the incident of the spies. We might never know the reason for the discrepancy in the text, but I like to think that Moses took the opportunity of teaching a lesson which hopefully each one of us will hear and learn. Shabbat Shalom.